Hi, this is Radio Regent. Sorry, we just had some technical difficulties.
A very, very long technical difficulty.
Yeah, so we were playing some music. I hope you enjoyed it. This is the Harvard Buzz. Welcome back.
I'm Dua.
And I'm Caleb. This is our election issue. Haley will be coming
right back. Yes, she is running down the hall. You can't see her, but it's funny.
Of okay. One of the big issues this election that I know struck with a lot of young people was Trudeau saying he would legalize marijuana.
Yes.
Your thoughts on that, Dua?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts, actually. First thing that I thought when I read the article yesterday on the news, I was like, well, this is cool. And then second thought I had was, okay, is he really going to pull through with this? And what's going to happen if he does?
Yeah, it's really a question about, I think that he saw it as a big revenue maker for, like, you can get a lot of taxes off it, right? Like,
definitely.
Alcohol, that's one of the biggest revenue makers for the provincial government is the LCBO. It's really, I don't know, I think that a lot of, 50% of people after grade 8 have tried marijuana. Like, it's really, a lot of people use that.
Yeah.
And it has medicinal purposes, but I think it can also be really harmful for developing brains.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of teachers who warn us against that. They say, you know what, don't put that stuff into your system at this age. I've heard some parents tell their kids to just do it in their 20s if they really have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have a lot of, I mean, I'm not very, I'm very, like, I'm a porous person. that's a very weird analogy, but, you know, I'm very open-minded about these things, and I really don't care if someone does smoke marijuana. It's just, as a country, what will we have, like, what consequences will we have if we start, you know?
Yeah, and also about, also, like, what are the bigger harms to that over cigarettes and alcohol and things like that? That was a big question, I think, for a lot of people. Like, why aren't we allowed to have marijuana when we're allowed to have cigarettes and all that kind of stuff?
And there was this one interview with Stephen Harper where he was just monotonously stating what he thought it was a fact, that marijuana is simply worse than tobacco and it has worse, you know, side effects, which it really doesn't. I mean, I've seen, like, I've actually seen a real life, like, thing where people, like, have been smoking for years and years, and I've seen the side effects of that, and just smoking in general. But the thing about marijuana is that it could be a very good thing for us in Canada, because you can make paper out of it, you can have, like, hemp clothing, and just the fact that it's illegal. That kind of, like,
So I guess people aren't necessarily looking at the other benefits.
Yeah.
Because that's something I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Paper or clothing is something I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
But that's actually really interesting if that's something that can be, if that's more eco-friendly, say.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're losing out on that if we're not, you know, if we have this illegal substance, you know.
I think that it should definitely, I'm not sure, I don't know if it should be legalized or not. I haven't looked at the side effects of that and all kinds of things, all the potential benefits and problems with it. I really, truly think that it should be decriminalized. Because it's not right for people to be getting sent to jail for years where it's like how to be a criminal 101 in jail, right? You know, where they're just get off worse off than they are now. You should maybe get a $200 ticket or whatever. At the most, and then, you know,
even that's kind of like a...
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's still an over-exaggeration, I think. Just, I don't know, those laws that are around possessing marijuana, are they really doing something for us, or are they just kind of there?
Yeah, because whether it's we see all the effects that we're having in general, whether it's, like, the number of people that are sent to the hospital because of, say, gun wounds or stab wounds versus the number of people that are sent to hospital from overdosing on marijuana? Like,
is that even a thing?
Yeah. Because, like, people, they fight. This is something they would fight over because there's...
Yeah.
Like, it's illegal and because
worse things happen when you're sober and you're fighting over, you know, like, just money and, like, I guess ownership of the drug that is illegal. versus when you have something that is legal, you have nothing to fight over. And, like, when you're, I mean, when you're high, you're just, like, if you smoke too much marijuana, you're probably just going to fall asleep and take a nap.
Yeah, like, I know just, like, cigarettes, there's a lot of health consequences. So it is something that you think you have to think about before using.
And all kinds of things, like all that money that goes into getting marijuana. Sure, some of it goes to, like, a dealer who kind of really needs the money and is doing it out of desperateness. But a lot of it just goes to bigger crime rings, bigger organized crime. And I think that that's one of the big problems with it. Like, that money could be going to the government, into the economy again by reinvestment from people who grow it. Like,
yeah, bring it into the light. Make it something more positive.
Yeah, regulate it, too, with safe injection sites. Like, Stephen Harper was really against this election having safe injection sites, which, in my opinion, is crazy. I don't think we should encourage people to take more dangerous drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, all that kind of stuff. But we should really, if they're going to have to take it when they're addicted, which is impossible to stop being unless, you know, for the time being, while they're addicted, get them off the street. Get them not using, bad needles. Let them, we don't want them getting infected with, like, HIV, AIDS and stuff.
Keep it safer. Like, why wouldn't you if you had the choice?
And, you know, I'm still hung up upon the, like, you know, all the things we could do with this, with marijuana, like, you know, our environment could benefit tremendously because of this. I mean, we're chopping down so many trees where we could just grow all these plants and then have them replaced by, like, next month. And I don't know, I think it's kind of ridiculous that we're still debating this, you know. But, yeah.
The environment, too, is a really important issue for us, like, as young people. This is the thing that's going to, after all those baby boomers die off, like, it's the thing that's going to affect us the most. Back to the Halloween edition last year.
When they die off. No, that's, I get what you're saying. I like to make fun of things.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, the environment is something that's, it always has been important, even if it wasn't always in the public eye, but it's growing, and it's growing, and it's something that is, it becomes more important, whether it's, I think, a lot of youth nowadays.
Yeah, a lot of youth, and people are now really realizing that it's not something for, like, eco-nuts who wear protect the polar bear signs on their back. It's something that really affects all of us. They can also, like, eco-friendly industries, like climate, solar energy, all kinds of things, can really help the economy, too, and help bring jobs in.
Yeah, whether it's taking things into your own hand or even just being more conscious of what's around us in this case. But, I think also this today is actually, it's a special day in Canada. Toronto.
It's John Tory's one year anniversary of being there.
Congratulations
to him.
Yeah. I didn't really like him at first. He seemed, I mean, you know, I like to base my opinions on people by the way they carry themselves, the way they look, the way they talk. Like, body language to me is everything. And I judge most of my things on appearances, unfortunately. But at first I thought, you know, he looked like the kind of person who would yell at me for running in the halls or something.
He's had a lot of big issues in his first year with whether it be Uber or the gardener.
Yeah, and parking, what was that?
All that whole parking thing.
He was, like, giving fines left and right.
Mm-hmm. Whether we really support it or not, I think that we have to applaud him for his hard work on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a year, so congratulations.
So thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. This has been the Harvard Buzz, and this is Haley.
Dua.
And Caleb.
And we're happy to have had you listen. I'd like to, before we go, give one little quick birthday shout-out to one of our members, Allegra, who was here yesterday. Happy birthday, hun. She's 17. Everybody congratulate
her.
Happy birthday.
So this last song is Would He Lie to You?
It's a song about Stephen Harper and all the interesting and controversial things he's done in his last year by the new progressive band, the Special Interest Group. I hope you enjoy it. Bye.